Outside of North America, Donald Trump has more projects in India than anywhere in the world. That includes towers of luxury apartments in Mumbai and Pune that bear his name. NPR's Julie McCarthy has been examining Trump's India interests and the risks of potential conflict there. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Describe these projects. Is the Trump Organization building properties in India?
No. Donald Trump is really offering his name on these various Trump towers. This is not about bricks and mortar. This is a branding exercise, Ari. Trump's name is the brand, and that's what he's selling. It has a reputation for luxury, and Indian property developers want to exploit and associate with that brand. But there are obvious complications for it now. When your very name is the brand and you're the president, that brand now assumes a whole new meaning and has the potential for lucrative money-making. And Goolam Zia is from one of the biggest property consultants in India, and he put it this way.
The whole additional interest in the brand today will be because of that brand today is the president-elect of the United States. And that is the conflict of interest.
And the entire regulatory framework that deals with real estate development in India is fraught with the potential for preferential treatment from those people who are in a position to apply pressure or those who simply occupy high office.
Give us an example of how this would work. If corrupt individuals wanted to take advantage of a connection between Trump properties and the White House, how would they do it?
Well, you're dealing in a world where there's lots of permits and licensing that's required in this real estate development. So, a quiet nod here or a discreet phone call from a Trump family representative or even a high-ranking Indian official could benefit Trump's fortunes. And it bears repeating that Trump's children are deeply involved in the business and in the presidential transition, and their father has given no indication that they're going to be removed. And with that in mind, one developer here that I spoke with said that Trump's children would do well to steer clear of India for the next 4 years because of the possible appearance of influence peddling. He said, what regulator wouldn't want to meet them?
Talk about how this might influence the larger U.S.-India relationship. I mean, if we were to see the Trump family acting in the interests of the brand rather than the interests of the United States as a country, what might that look like?
Well, take diplomacy, for example. Diplomats negotiate trade deals. Their job is really, in many ways, to smooth the way for U.S. businesses, and that's certainly the case in India. And the former Deputy Assistant Secretary at the Bureau of East Asian and Pacific Affairs told me that diplomats here may feel dissuaded from pursuing other American interests that might disadvantage Trump. And that former official is Michael Fuchs, who says that Trump's business interests put, quote, giant question marks over U.S. policy in India. Here's what he says.
My understanding is right now the United States and India are in trade talks with one another. What are the terms of those trade talks if they continue during the Trump administration? Are those trade terms or any other policies when it comes to U.S. relations with India intended to help business partners of the Trump Organization or the political parties that many of them are connected with, or disadvantage rivals?
So diplomatic decisions that could possibly benefit a future President Trump at the expense of other competitors here in India.
That's NPR's Julie McCarthy speaking with us from New Delhi, India. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.